Now, fish, are they smarter than we think? The animal rights group PETA is on a campaign to stop a restaurant at the Cairns Aquarium for selling seafood. It says the fish are sensitive and they don't like to swim around looking at their mates getting eaten. Serving seafood is unnerving. On the line, Cullen Brown, Professor of Biological Sciences and Head of the Fish Lab at Macquarie University. Professor, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Are they smart?
They are incredibly smart, but I think the argument has been hijacked a little bit. For me, reading these articles, it's more about the sort of message we should be sending to people. I mean, I kind of agree that you know, you don't go to the zoo and have giraffe and mash with your kids. So for me, the message is you go to the aquarium and, you know, you look at the fish and you wonder at how lovely they are and all those sorts of things.
Then you go and eat one.
Mm. You don't eat them. You know, that's kind of, that's not really the point of that experience.
But look, yeah, I can understand that point of view, but is Peter correct that the fish swimming around at the aquarium will see one of their mates getting eaten and they'll get upset?
Well, no. I mean, fish are intelligent animals, don't get me wrong. I mean, they have a fantastic capacity for learning and memory. They recognise each other and have best mates. They have personalities and all these sorts of things and
really
suffer pain and anxiety in the same way as we do. But the question is, in this instance, can they see out through the glass and look at people eating fish and chips and think, oh, well, that could be me? I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, okay, take me. How do you know they're that intelligent? How do you do an IQ test on a fish?
Well, one of the very first experiments that I did as a young researcher, nearly 30 years ago now, was looking at learning and memory in a native Australian fish, a rainbow fish, and I was teaching them to escape from a trawl net. I simulated a fishing trawler, and it had an escape route in it, and those fish learned that escape route in about 5 trials, and they remembered it 11 months later.
Ooh.
So, I mean, that's quite astonishing learning and memory for a fish that might last 2 or 3 years in the wild.
And how do you know that they show emotion?
Well, emotion's really straightforward. They basically have all the same nervous system and hormones as we do. And, in fact, many of the research that's done now developing drugs for humans is not conducted on rats anymore. It's conducted on zebrafish, because their neurophysiology is so similar to ours. So you can take a cortisol kit, for example, which is for measuring stress in people from a hospital, and you can apply that and test stress responses in fish. And you can also look at the effects of antidepressants, which humans take all the time, and what impact that has on fish behaviour. And in fact, most of those chemicals pass through into our marine and freshwater ecosystems because our systems aren't capable of removing it from wastewater.
So
there's a huge amount of literature about that.
So fish have been put on antidepressants and tested.
That's right. So, and much of that has been accidental. So a part of the research is actually developing these kind of drugs and looking at sleep deprivation and all sorts of things. That sort of research has been done in zebrafish as well. But there's a huge ecotoxicology research that basically looks at the impacts of our wastewater on fishes.
Yeah. Do you think, on that basis, fishing, for going out in your boat and more on the pier and catching fish, is pretty cruel, is it?
Well, yeah, theoretically. I mean, I personally don't think that we should classify it as a sport. We've known since about 2002, 2003 that fish are capable of feeling pain. And in fact, the reason humans feel pain is because we inherited most of that hardware from our fishy ancestors. And if you look at the Victorian animal welfare legislation, fish are included with the rest of the vertebrates. So, you know, lizards, birds, mammals, sea cats and dogs and all those sorts of things, they're all treated in the same way.
Do you eat fish?
Look, occasionally I have some salmon, which is purchased from an aquaculture farm, which has a very high standard of rearing and slaughter techniques, which is, they're actually currently going through a process with the RSPCA now to have them welfare certified. So there are products out there, and I think increasingly we'll get that option moving forward. People will be able to buy welfare-friendly fishes.
And where do fish sit in the intelligence rating next to cows and dogs and things?
In most tests that we've done with them, they're pretty good. They depending on which test you look at, but things like social intelligence, they rank very, very highly, which I guess is not surprising because they spend a lot of their time in school, so they can recognise each other, they preferentially associate with each other, they can figure out, you know, who the boss is in the hierarchy, and they can do that from a third-party perspective. So there's lots of different sorts of tests that we've developed over the years. Many of them have been developed in rats and dogs and children by those exact same tests for fish, and they do very well.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Professor of Biological Science, Macquarie University, head of the Fish Lab at the uni. Who would think Macquarie's got a fish lab? Professor Cullum Brown, fish, smart.